Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation. Today is March the 31st, 2010. The Bible verse given to me today is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 19. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness, to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead, according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bond. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That's a lot. And when God was showing me the verses, I was seeing 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 19, and I saw, 2 Timothy 2, 1, 19, and I also saw 1 Timothy 1, 19. And I was, Lord, which one? Is it 1 Timothy or 2 Timothy? Because one of them was highlighted in yellow. And I said, okay, it was highlighted in yellow, maybe to be like a reference. And so 1 Timothy, let me go back to 1 Timothy, because what I read to you was 2 Timothy, chapter 2, 1 through 19. And there's 1 Timothy, and I'm not going to read all of it, but 1 Timothy is talking about the word, God's word, how we're to be teachers of his word. And I remember him telling us earlier about people who are false teachers. And so God is in 1 Timothy. You can read 1 Timothy 1, chapter 1, 1 through 19 on your own. But it's saying how the word is for the lost. Let me see. It says, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for menstealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. So the word, God's word, will offend those under that category. God's word will offend the sinners. And that's what God's word is for. It's for the sinners. It's to show them the grace and glory of God and how they can make that change in their life and receive God's blessing. And I believe he gave me both of those so that I can see both sides of it, how it's very important that as we speak God's word, that we continue in our faith and trust, and that we continue to grow, and that we share it with others. And some people we share it with, they will turn against us, they will come after us, they may talk about us, they may tell lies on us, whatever. I mean, Jesus suffered too. When Jesus spoke the word of the Father, he was ridiculed, he was laughed at, he was lied on. I mean, he suffered a great deal, but we would never suffer more than Jesus did. We would never suffer more. And before, when God gave me this verse and I saw and I read, I said, Lord, what am I supposed to say? This is a lot. What am I supposed to say? What are you getting? What am I supposed to get out of this? I mean, I kind of like knew what was being said, but it's so many verses at one time. And the way I am, I want to know, what is it that you want me to get out of this? And that's how I am. I want to know, what exactly do you want me to get out of this? It's a lot of verses, 19 verses, but what do you want me to get out of this? And I just went on and on. I kept going back and forth, reading both of them. And I mean, I read the whole thing, 1 through 19, in both 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. I just kept reading over and over. I got my other Bible that was more like speaking, not in the, you know, in kind of language that we speak, the translated Bible. I went in there and I read in there and I came back to the King James Version and read that again. So I just kept going back and forth, trying to get the nuggets out of it to share. So I'm just going to read you my notes. And then I'll read my notes and I may stop and talk in the notes like I usually do, or I may just read it all and then talk. But let me just read my notes. These verses are like a continuation of the previous meditation as far as the foundation we're to have to be under God's grace. Teach truth to the trustworthy, men who will pass on the teachings to others. We are soldiers for Christ and are not to be tied up in worldly affairs, which will prevent us from being a vessel or messenger for Christ. The follow Christ's example as taught and be diligent. Do not argue God's word. Truth is truth no matter who believes or disbelieves. Truth stands alone. Truth is the foundation. No matter what you suffer, continue in faith and trust. Be strong and obedient. Jesus showed us how to live under all circumstances. The more faithful and trusting you are, the more blessings and rewards you receive. And the examples that were in the Bible, and these were my three points that I got out of the chapter, And the three examples that was used is, number one, a soldier in the army does what he's commanded. So my number one was worldly affairs. Is that we're not to be tied up in worldly affairs. And the example in the Bible that was used was like a soldier. Like, say you have a soldier in the army, and he does what he's commanded to do while he's on duty. He's not on duty, and then he leaves his post and go and hang out with his buddies or hang out with, you know, civilians. He doesn't do that. When he's on duty, he does what he's supposed to do, what he's commanded to do while he's on duty. And so that was the example of do not follow the worldly affairs. You know, you're a soldier of Christ. You know, when you're a soldier of Christ, then you follow whatever examples Christ gives you, whatever he says for you to do, you follow that. You don't go out then and socialize with the world and do what the world tells you to do. You know, you're a soldier for Christ. You're not a soldier for the world. You're a soldier for Christ. The second one is follow Christ's example as taught. And what the Bible used was follow the rules or be disqualified. And the example was an athlete. Like, athletes have to follow rules. And if they don't follow those rules, they usually get disqualified. And then the third example, no matter what or what you suffer, continue in faith and trust. And the example the Bible used was a farmer. It says the more crops a farmer has, the more he gets paid. So the harder he works his field, the more crops he will produce, and the more crops he'll have to sell, which is the more money he'll make because of the more crops he'll have to sell. So I'm going back to my notes again. These are the three illustrations given in these verses. Seek God's understanding in how they apply to you. The truth is not accepted by most, and speaking the truth has its consequences and suffering, as Jesus is an example of that also. We will suffer for his name's sake, and when you do, know that you are his. Those who speak truth, live truth, seek truth, know truth, will suffer by the hands of those who despise truth. Remembering this will keep us strong no matter what. So if we find ourselves losing faith, Jesus suffered most, and all those who belong to him will suffer some. If we turn our backs on Christ, he would turn his back on us. So don't argue God's word, especially unimportant nonsense. Arguing God's word can cause confusion and can harm the new believers. Stay clear of foolish discussions that lead people to anger with each other. These are false teachings. There are false teachings and false prophets weakening the faith of those who believe them. But God's truth stands firm. It's a rock that cannot be shaken. The Lord knows those who are his. And that's the end of my notes. And when I was going through these verses, I was always, you know, okay, why am I being given this particular verse? And I always be wanting to know why I'm being given something and what am I supposed to get out of it so, you know, I won't be missing anything, you know. And what came to my mind was an incident that happened to me in New York recently. I was in New York Monday. I was in New York Monday. What's today, Wednesday? I was in New York, and it was like a spur of a moment thing, and I was there, and I couldn't get a place to stay. So I said, well, I'm leaving in the morning, so I'm just going to stay here in the train station. So I went ahead. I've been walking and walking so much, trying to find a reasonable place to stay. I said, I'm just going to stay in the train station, the Penn station, and then in the morning I just, you know, go ahead and see if I can catch the early bus. So I was staying there, and I was just sitting there, you know, minding my business. And this guy walked by, and he stopped and spoke, and I said, hey, how you doing? You know, and, you know, when God's light shines, it just attracts people's attention. And he said, can I sit and talk with you? I was like, sure. I said, okay, Lord. So he sat and talked with me, and this man, he was really nice and everything, but you could tell he was, you know, homeless. You know, I had a feeling he was kind of homeless, but he stayed, to make a long story short, he stayed with me the entire time. You know, he would not leave, even though he had to go to work and all this old stuff. He just would not leave. I kept saying, you know, don't you need to go home? He would not leave. He just wanted to stay with me. So I said, okay, you know. But then there was an incident that happened with a group of people. I mean, that was the first time I got to see different types of people in New York. You know, before, the other times I went to New York, I didn't see those types of people. I just heard about them. I said, well, I don't never see anything like that. But at that station, I got to see everything people was telling me about. And so a group of people came, saw us together, started saying certain things. They were dirty, nasty, ugly things. And he retaliated. He, you know, said stuff back to them. And I just sat there, you know, said, interesting. You know, and I didn't absorb anything they were saying as far as I knew because I knew they were just talking. They didn't know me, you know, so there's nothing they could say about me that could be true because they didn't know me. And so while they were just talking about him, talking about me, and just saying all kinds of dirty, nasty stuff, and then they went on and then about their business, and it was even threatening. They was going to do this, get some people to come back to us and do this and do that to us, and they were just going on and on and on. And I had felt no threat. I felt nothing. So all the stuff they were saying and the way they were behaving, I just sat there and looked at them, or I looked off and somewhere else. I was just in my own world. And going through that, I believe that's why I was given these verses, because it's like I stood firm in my belief. You know, I know who and what I am. And whatever they were saying, it's just evidence of their ignorance and stupidity because they don't know me. And the things they were saying was just something come out of their mouth. And to say things like that to a stranger, to say things to that to somebody just because you see them and they may be sitting with somebody that you don't think they should be sitting with, or whatever their reason was. And it's like people would do things to you. I mean, it could have been a test. It could have been some demonic force that sent those group of people. I mean, if I was any ordinary person, well, I've never really been ordinary, but just say if I was an ordinary person and fear got up in me, and then that fear would have probably provoked them to do what they said they was going to do. But I had no fear. You know, that's one thing. I've never feared death, you know, not even since I was a child. I've never had a fear of a death. But if I had shown some kind of fear, and if he had shown some kind of fear, then they probably would have been motivated to fulfill what they said they was going to fulfill. Who knows? I mean, I don't really know. I'm just talking. But the thing is, you know, you will suffer. You know, you will suffer when you belong to Christ. Maybe they felt something and they didn't like what they felt, and so they attacked. Maybe they were intentionally sent just to test my faith and trust. It could have been different reasons that they did what they did. I mean, you have like, let's see, I'm just going to guesstimate, but it was like maybe four of them or five of them, and they was going to go and get their friends and come back, and, you know, just different stuff like that. I'm like, okay, wonderful, you know. I mean, I didn't say a word. And then when they left, and then a guy that was sitting there with me all that time, he said, I can't believe they were saying that stuff. And then I said, well, they weren't talking to me. I said, they weren't talking about me. Because he said, I can't believe they were saying those things about you. And blah, 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 blah. I said, well, they weren't. I said, they may have thought they were, but they weren't. I said, I don't get mixed up in drama. I said, that's their drama. That's their game. And they were, as far as I'm concerned, were talking about themselves. You know, and that's the way I looked at it. And so I had no reaction to it. I felt nothing. It was just hearing some people running their mouth, and that's all it was to me. Just no energy. I felt no energy behind it. Just hearing some words, and that's all it was to me. Because I was elevated high. You know, my vibration was high. And that shows how you can be in a very low vibrational place or in a low vibrational situation and keep your vibration high. You don't have to bring your vibration down and get mixed up in the drama of the world. You don't have to do that. And when you keep your vibration high, what they say and do is not going to affect you in a way it probably normally would if your vibration wasn't high. Because I can remember times when I probably would have said something right back, you know. And usually, if I do something like that, I have to be really angry. So normally, I would retaliate when I'm angry. And for me to be angry enough to retaliate, a lot of things have to have gone on in my life already that led up to this is the last thing that's going to just tip it all over. And that's what gets me angry. If I got a lot of stuff built up, and then I will only bust out if one more thing gets put on me and it's too much, and I'll just blow up. And normally when I do that, it's not pretty at all. And the person who I do it to usually gets stunned and don't say another word. And that's because a lot of stuff got built up, and it's going to come out with all that force. But that was the old me. You know, I'm not like that anymore. I haven't been like that in some years now, maybe three. But this time it was like I had nothing built up. I felt no anger. I felt nothing, absolutely nothing. It could have been very well talking to somebody behind me or somebody next to me because it meant absolutely nothing to me. But the person I was with, because he was of that vibration, he responded. And so they were like arguing back and forth or yelling back and forth. And I was just sitting there enjoying my peace. And then it was all over with. And then those same group of people passed us a couple of times, didn't even look at us the second or third time they passed by us. But there was one time when I heard them saying, oink, 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 and they were saying it because they must have just left somebody that they attacked also with words, you know, probably called the person a pig or something. But, you know, you can hear they were loud, you know, and I could hear them walking by saying something, which made me first think that they must have just got finished attacking somebody else, you know, with their vulgarness, you know. But these people, I mean, there are people like that that just, you know, come at you for whatever reason. And when you're in Christ and when you're being an example of purity and love and light, you stay in that vibration no matter what. No matter what's going on around you, stay in that vibration and keep your peace. Keep your peace and keep your joy and let people be who they are. You know, you don't have to join them. You don't have to be a part of their drama. And you can be the truth in your silence. You know, I didn't have to talk to them. I didn't have to say, you know, God is love and light. And I didn't have to preach to them. I didn't have to say anything to them at all. My silence was more than enough because it let them know that it doesn't matter what you say or how you act, you're not affecting me, you know. So you can be a representation for God in many different ways. And when God says, you know, don't argue his word. Don't get into, you know, petty stuff. And this guy and I were talking, I believe in God and I believe in Jesus. And, you know, now what if I had started acting like he did, you know? And and what if I had acted like that and then maybe somewhere down the line somebody there sees me somewhere else and I'm, you know, maybe ministering or something. They're going to say, oh, I remember you. You were at the train station. You know what I'm saying? So we are examples. We are examples. But it was, I mean, I had kind of forgotten about that. But when I did this verse and I was asking God, man, what is it that I'm supposed to get out of this? What am I supposed to share? What am I supposed to, you know, what is this? What do these verses mean? What do they mean to me? What do they mean to me? And this is what God reminded me about, that situation at the train station. So it's like, I demonstrated his love and peace and joy at that time. I demonstrated it. I stayed in that high vibration. And that was like, it could have been a dangerous situation, you know, but I just stayed in my vibration and it didn't affect me at all. But afterwards, like maybe that evening or the next day, I was like, why would people even do that? Why would they say things like that to other people, not even realizing that they're no better, that they're probably doing exactly, or they're acting just like what they're saying? I said, why don't they see that? And I started questioning, people who behave that way. And this also could be an answer to that too. People say things about strangers, don't know what they're talking about, and that's going back to even First Timothy. If you read the 1 Timothy 1-19, and I remember reading a verse in there that's saying that people be saying things like they know what they're talking about, and they don't know what they're talking about. And it was referring to people talking God's word, like the false teachers, and they don't even know what they're talking about, but they're teaching false things. And you got people out there believing what they're saying, which means they're being misled and misguided, and it's affecting their faith. And that's the only thing I can think of from that, is that people, they just say things and don't be true, but they believe them. People really believe things, and they don't even know what they're talking about. Like, they really believe what they were saying about me and the other guy. They really believed that. I mean, they spoke as if they were speaking the truth. But they weren't speaking the truth because they didn't know me. And I'm not going to tell you the stuff they were saying, but what they were saying wasn't true. And I'll just give you a little hint. They made it seem like we had a relationship going on. I didn't even know this guy. He didn't know me. He just saw me. Stop and wanted to talk to me. I said, okay, sure, And we started talking. We had no relationship. We didn't even know each other. We just met. So the things that they were saying, it was as if they knew us, as if they knew what we were to each other. And they didn't know anything, absolutely nothing. All they knew is that they saw two people sitting there. That's all they knew. They saw two people sitting there, and that's it. But they took that and made a whole big drama scene out of it. And there were so many different scenes going on that night. I was like, my God, people really do live like this. And it was kind of interesting. I saw so much in that one evening. So much. So this is what people be telling me about that goes on in New York. I said, it's my first time seeing this. I've been to New York. I loved going to New York. I mean, I never went to New York because of the stuff that I heard, the stories I heard. So I went years not going to New York. Then I finally said, I'm going to go to New York. I went, and I loved it. And I went several times after that and loved it every time I went. It's just this one particular time that I got to see what people were talking about. And I don't know if things are starting to happen there in New York, but another thing that I've never witnessed before was every corner. There were cops, two cops, on just about every corner, police cars, everywhere I went. I don't remember this all those other times I came here. I didn't see cops on every other corner or police cars everywhere, and sirens going on all day long. I didn't see all that going on. So it was a different experience, but it was a wonderful experience. And I know there was a message in it. And I thank God I passed the test. It's like graduating, because even though I be learning these things and speaking these things, to be in the position of experiencing it. So I was put in a position where I had to prove myself, and I passed the test. And I'm just now realizing that this is a situation where I had to prove myself, and I did, and I passed. And I didn't even think about it being a test until just now. But, you will get tested. God will put you in situations or allow you to be in certain situations that will test your faith, test your trust. And my faith was in God. And I didn't even think about anything less than everything being good and okay. So that was wonderful. So I'm glad I was able to share this with you. And I just went ahead and got on here and started reading my stuff, just to, what was fresh on my mind. And I didn't even get a word from God yet. So I'm going to do that. So you won't be able to, I won't be able to share it with you, because I'm going to do that after I close this out. But I hope you got something from 1 Timothy. And on your own, you can read 2 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 19, and 1 Timothy chapter 1, 1 through 19, on your own and ask God, what is in this for me? Because he gives you, in 2 Timothy, he gives you three different examples. And it even says in the verses, you know, seek God's understanding of what it means to you. So you can do that and find out what areas in your life that God is speaking to you about. And I am so grateful for God's word. And I know sometimes I'd be saying, Lord, what am I supposed to get out of this? You know, it's so much. And sometimes it seems overwhelming. But all you have to do is ask, Lord, what is it in here for me? What do you have for me to know and understand? What am I supposed to get out of this? What am I supposed to apply in your word in my life and where? And, you know, whatever your questions are, just ask. Just ask, because that's how we learn and that's how we grow. Because what he gave me, he may not give that to you. He may give you something else. He may give you something different. And so we all are on a different path. And there's something for all of us to know and understand. And so the best way to find out what that is just simply ask. Just simply ask. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Yeah, knock and it shall be opened unto you. God's word is powerful. Sometimes it seems simple, but even the most simple is very powerful. Very powerful. So just ask, what is the message for you? If you would like to know if there's a special message in these verses for you. And I just thank God for his word. And again, thank you for tuning in. And as always, I enjoy sharing with you the verse that God gives me and what they mean to me. And as you know, this is my transformation. These are verses that God has given me personally. And he's asking that I share them with you, because there are those of you who are on a journey to personal transformation and spiritual awakening. And this will just help you and encourage you to go within and seek answers for yourself, for your life. And I enjoy sharing mine. And I learn as I be sharing, I'm learning while I'm sharing, because different things have come to my mind, just like the New York incident and me realizing that that was a test of my faith and trust that everything would be okay. And it was also showing me that as long as I keep my vibration high, I can be in any situation and still be at peace and filled with joy. And that right there was proof of that. And that helps me understand. It helps me to understand what Jesus went through. Now, you know, nobody's going to suffer as much as Jesus did. And for him to go through what he did and still pray and ask God to forgive, it's because no matter what was done to him, his vibration was so high that he kept that peace and joy within. So whatever was being done to him on the outside, it did not affect his internal being. And that's an example of the train station incident. They did not affect my internal being. I kept my peace and calm and joy inside. It's amazing when I think back to that incident and how I probably would have responded years ago. Amazing. So I thank God for the experience, and I got an A+. Thank you. Okay, I'm going this time. So I can finish up. So have a blessed day. And again, thank you for tuning in. And until next time, God bless.